Answers Magazine, Volume 11.1, Page 11. Perspective. New find, same question. The Naledi skeletons found in South Africa, whose discovery was announced last September, represent the latest species declared to be a likely human relative. Possibly one of the biggest stories of the decade, it made the cover of National Geographic. At least 15 skeletons have been found so far, deep in an almost inaccessible cave. All of these creatures have curved fingers and long arms. Evidence of stone tools, which are almost always found in human dwelling places, is missing, and the bones haven't been gnawed on, so they weren't dragged there by predators. For so many bodies to be there, many scientists presume they must have journeyed deep into the cave repeatedly, not to hunt, but to bury their dead. Such discoveries of previously unknown creatures are fascinating because they expand our knowledge of the variety God placed within creation, and they provide clues about the spread of humans and apes after Noah's Ark landed. Are these apes or human? It's important to review the research carefully. Since access to the original bones is limited, an accurate assessment is often difficult. The evolutionary researchers themselves are uncertain about the bones' age, because the material from which the bones were dug cannot be dated by radiometric methods. So they're not sure where to place them in their timeline of supposed ape and human evolution. Researchers' use of tentative words like evidently, suggest, maybe, guess, and mysteries highlights just how little is truly known about the bones so far. In all the excitement surrounding the discovery, it's easy to lose sight of this tentativeness and subjectivity. Creationist biologist Dr. David Menton, who oversaw design of the Lucy exhibit in the Creation Museum near Cincinnati, commented, "I am not convinced that H. naledi is human, and I don't recognize the status of near human." He added, "From what I can see from the fossils and skull reconstruction, H. naledi had a sloped lower face and a very robust mandible that bears little resemblance to humans. It also has a small cranium. In addition, the proximal and medial phalanges, finger bones of the hand, are even more curved than A. afarensis, suggesting an ape-like creature." The evolutionists who announced H. naledi do not yet claim their find is a direct ancestor of modern humans or belongs on a branch of the family tree. Their uncertainty is not at all surprising, because evidence cannot speak for itself. In the final analysis, the bones must be either fully ape or fully human. H. naledi descended either from ape ancestors on the Ark or from one of Noah's sons. Observational science has never found evidence that one creature changes into a more complex one.
Jail the skeptics. Last September, 20 scientists petitioned U.S. President Barack Obama to use the RICO Act, a law addressing organized crime, to investigate corporations and other organizations that have knowingly deceived the American people about the risks of climate change. What leads to such passion? In part, fear of disaster and belief that mankind, through the government, is responsible for salvation. They say, we are now at high risk of seriously destabilizing the Earth's climate and irreparably harming people around the world. And they finish by exhorting America and the world to find effective ways to restabilize the Earth's climate before even more lasting damage is done. But why are they certain that climate change is so dangerous? After all, it is a very complex issue, so you would expect them to want to hear from all scientists, including those who disagree, to further our understanding. They are convinced that their opponents are criminal deceivers who must be stopped as soon as possible. Such prejudice does not allow them to consider opposing arguments objectively.
Getting a grip on human origins. While much of the world focused on the newly discovered species, H. naledi, evolutionary researchers presented another landmark study claiming that chimpanzee hands are more advanced than human hands. The claim flips on its head the idea that human ancestors evolved advanced hands after leaving apes in the trees. when the authors of the Nature Communications study tried to trace trends in hand development across evolutionary history, they discovered a complex pattern that made it impossible. Every type of hand is complex and suited to different needs. In fact, human hands, modern and Neanderthal, are uniquely designed to do things ape-like hands cannot do, and vice versa. The new study confirmed that each ape, living and extinct, has hand proportions suited to different lifestyles. This is what we would expect from a God who specifically designed every kind of hand from the beginning.
Life on Mars. Well, water was found on Mars, actually. But with water present, can life be far behind? High-resolution images from the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter have given scientists the first indirect evidence that water flows on Mars today. We are not talking about rivers here, but most likely small traces of water that show up on the Martian surface seasonally. We have strong indicators that water was once abundant on Mars' surface. In fact, many planetary scientists, including creationists, agree that Mars may have had an ocean. See Mars, the other blue planet? Answers, April to June 2015. So it's not surprising that some water would show up on the surface today, especially in a young solar system where the planet has not had billions of years to lose every drop of water. Of course, the main reason water on Mars excites evolutionary researchers is that water is considered necessary for life. So water is the first step to possibly discovering that we are not alone in the universe. Flowing water does not, however, mean life. Even the simplest life is breathtakingly complex. Life cannot evolve from non-life, with or without water. We are not alone in the universe, but we don't need to find life on Mars to know that. The Creator says He is clearly seen in His creation, right here on Earth. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Each new discovery gives further insight into His character and reminds us that life could only come from Him, not water.